This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to the Horses in the Morning Show on the Horse Radio Network for October 18th, 2012, episode 512. Horses in the Morning is live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so today we bring you a highlight podcast from the Horse Radio Network. Sit back and enjoy episode 177 of the Dressage Radio Show as Glenn the Geek and Samantha Clark fill in for Reese and Phillip and are joined by Paralympian Rebecca Hart and Coach Missy Ranshausen for a look back at their London Olympic adventure and hanging out with the stars on Good Morning America. Horses in the Morning will be back live tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern, replete with riotous reports regarding all things equine. And don't forget to surf the web for the silliest, snarkiest, and snappiest classifieds and email them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. On Friday, we'll share with you the top dozen. And the listener who submitted what Glenn and Jamie determined to be the best of the worst will win a prize pack of Stud Muffin's Ultimate Horse Treats. And on this day in 1767, Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon completed their survey of the boundary between the colonies of Pennsylvania and Maryland, as well as areas that would eventually become the states of Delaware and West Virginia. The Penn and Calvert families hired the English surveyors to settle a dispute over the boundary between the two colonies that would become known as the Mason-Dixon Line. A much better solution, I'd reckon, than the Hatfield and McCoy method.
Hi, everybody. Glenn the Geek with you, producer of the Dressage Radio Show. Reese and Phillip have the week off this week, well-deserved break. And I had the opportunity, with the help of Samantha Clark of the Eventing Radio Show, to do an interview that we thought that you would enjoy. Samantha and I used to work together on the 2010 radio show, the World Equestrian Games radio show for the World Equestrian Games held in Lexington, Kentucky. So it was fun to get to do an interview with her again. We interviewed Missy Ranshausen and also Rebecca, Paralympian Rebecca Hart, about her experiences at the Olympics and then also about her appearance on the Good Morning America show in New York last week. So we thought you'd like to hear a little behind the scenes of that. And here is the interview we did with Missy and Rebecca right after this word from Equestrian Collections. We're going to keep the show short this week. We hope you enjoy this interview, and Reese and Phillip will be back next week. Thanks a lot, everybody, and have a terrific week. Hi, Glenn here with the Horse Radio Network, and I'm here with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with the Equestrian Collections Product of the Week.
Today I'm going to be featuring a bridle called the Tecna Synthetic Dressage Bridle with Removable Flash. But what I really want to feature is the entire Tecna line. These are synthetic bridles, but I'm telling you what, you can't even tell them from leather until it comes time to clean them. My trainer, I had a synthetic bridle on my horse, and he was riding it, and he kept saying, "Are you sure this isn't leather? It's that nice." They're soft, pliable, easy to work with, and easy to clean, and only $60 for a bridle that you can use virtually all the time. I probably wouldn't use it in the show ring, but any other time, it's absolutely the bridle to use. I use it all the time. I put it on a tack hook, and I hose it down when I'm done, and it's ready to go for the next time. And it comes in both a snaffle bridle, a dressage bridle, and several other items. I got the flash attachment with the little, you know, thing that you can put a flash on a snaffle bridle. And if you need a flash for the day, you can, voila, you have that bridle too. I highly recommend this entire line. They also have saddles, which are as well synthetic. Love the Tecna line. Give it a shot.
So you can find all of the Tecna products at EquestrianCollections.com. Just search for Tecna, T-E-K-N-A, at EquestrianCollections.com.
Well, we're so lucky to have Missy Ranshausen. You're the coach and the chef de cuisine, I think, of the para equestrian team for the United States. And Becca Hart, who, coming some of your celebrity, I thought we might have to call your agent or go through some other channels to get you. But no, you're still the same Becca that we know and love. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
Let's start with the Olympics before we get into talking about the Good Morning America. Becca, how you've already been to the Olympics before. How did London compare?
You know, this one was really awesome. This one was a very special event just because para-equestrian was basically created in, you know, in the UK. And to just kind of, it was a coming home for our sport, really. And we had a fantastic turnout with the crowds and the audience, and they knew what they were looking at, and they knew about para-equestrian. So it was just a really neat experience to have that much support behind it. You walk down the street and people would stop you. I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
And of course, you're coming off the back of the Brits winning the team gold in dressage, you know, a couple of weeks beforehand. And did it raise your game being there? Did you think being among the Brits there and the whole atmosphere?
Absolutely. You know, they are definitely the powerhouse in the sport. And of course, you want to rise to the occasion and do your best at that event and on that turf. So absolutely, we kind of went in there with the game face and did what we could do.
And Missy, Becca rode your ex Prix St. George horse.
Yeah, he. I think he definitely enjoys Becca a lot more than he enjoyed me.
and that's a relatively new ride. That's a relatively new ride for Becca, and obviously he has to learn all the different signals and things for the way she rides with her disability.
Yeah, he certainly. You know, for me, his canter was the most difficult. He had a fabulous collected canter, but he was never great for his changes. So to actually come through this was, you know, for him, I think it was a relief to not have to canter. You know, he's got a great walk and a great trot, and that was all easy for him. So I think he really enjoyed Becca. And it did take some time. You know, he's a testing horse. And it did take some time for them to develop a partnership, but in the end, he really liked her, lot more than me.
And Becca, tell us a little bit about the actual competition and the warm up and what it was like actually competing.
You know, it was all the arenas were up on platforms and levels because they couldn't put anything into the ground. So it was quite an interesting atmosphere. And it was actually rather challenging for some of the horses because the footing, when you rode on it, had a little bit of a vibration to it. So it took a while for them to kind of settle into it. But the venue itself was really quite compact, so it was quite easy as a disabled person to work in it. And on my rather kind of dorky, nerdy side, I thought it was really pretty awesome that I got to ride down the prime meridian of the world, since Greenwich Park is zero latitude. And the center line was directly in correspondence with that. So I love the fact that I got to ride down the center of the world.
I love how totally that is.
I know. I told you, right?
I know.
I'm like my inner self.
2 days. Does that mean you're straddling two days or two? It's like a time traveler. It's so exciting.
Totally.
Exactly. And then did you get to enjoy much of London sort of before or after the competition, or was it all business?
Before the competition, we were, you know, strictly focused on the competition. So it was very much training and preparing for the competition days. But my sister came, and we spent about a week after we were done just kind of checking out the city and kind of seeing the sights, which is nice. So it was a good quality time there.
Now, were you guys housed in the Athletes' Village, the same as the as the Olympians before you? Is that where you stayed?
Yeah, we were in the Olympic Village, and it was that actually made this games very special, because in Hong Kong for the Beijing games, everyone else was in Beijing and we were all kind of secluded off in Hong Kong, so you kind of lacked a little bit of the Olympic experience because you weren't with any of the other athletes or any of the other sports, so it was fun for that.
Okay, Becca, I love how she said, Samantha, I love how she said Olympic experience, which really means party. So was there partying going on in the village there, or aren't we allowed to talk about it?
You know, sometimes it happens.
In London.
Totally.
Not that Missy is going to answer that. Missy is not going to say a word.
No, no. I never say, Missy was quiet on that one.
We all know Missy doesn't party at all. That's not something.
No, never.
No.
That last day, there was a lot of fun to be had.
And now they're selling off, they're auctioning off bits of the Olympic Village, so you could buy that bed that you slept in or the sheets that you had.
Exactly. Well, we got to come home with our bedspreads, with our duvets.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Huh. Yep, I've got the London 2012.
That's funny.
How did you find it compared, Missy, as a coach to the other Olympic Games that you've been to?
I thought it's the best place to have equestrian, because they're fabulous, you know, with everything that they do. Equine in England is always over the top and very well done, and certainly they did a tremendous job. For me, what I felt, it was actually probably one of our more difficult venues, because of it being on platform. So the horses, to me, didn't always settle the best, because they're always looking around a bit, and you've got, even in your warm-up, you have horses on different levels.
Wow.
You know, some of the warm-up arenas were lower than others, so the horses were always looking down or looking up at other horses. And then, of course, you know, you go from that then into the stadium where, you know, with having all the crowds of people was just phenomenal, and you know, it gets your adrenaline going. But again, you know, it's a lot for a horse, especially for us, because over here we never have any spectators. So, you know, that part was certainly, you know, nothing that we could prepare for here. I think, you know, Hong Kong was great in many ways. They did a great job there. But, you know, you've got such drastic temperature changes that we had to go through in Hong Kong that, you know, England was much easier for us in that sense. And the same, you know, Greece, you're going a huge distance to get to Greece. So, in Greece, we trained on the venue for quite some time before we competed. So I think the athletes at that point didn't, you know, now looking back at it, probably didn't peak at the right time. Because your adrenaline is so strong the moment you get there that I think, you know, by the time the competition started for them at that point, it wasn't quite the same. But this was really, in so many ways, a great experience. And being right there, you know, this is the closest as well that we've ever been with staying in the village, and being able to get to the venue, you know, and all the other games have been always such a huge distance that to be able to go back and forth a couple times if you needed to in a day wasn't was easy enough to do, or, you know, if you needed to go relax or, you know, you were done for the day, it was certainly easy to get back to the village and have that life there as well. So it was, you know, in so many ways, it was really a phenomenal Games.
And I suppose we should mention the rest of the team. I mean, we've got you and Becky here, so we've been focusing on that. But you also took Jonathan Wench, who was the rookie of the team and the youngest member, and he ended up getting the best score.
Yeah, he was great. He did a phenomenal job. I mean, it's the same horse that he rode at the World Games, so he's had a good partnership with this horse. And they know each other well. And what's, I think, most important for the riders is, you know, especially at his age, is to have a horse that he has so much confidence in, so that when he does get nervous, he can believe in his horse. And that came out, you know, even with his nerves, he has such determination that he rode really well and put in, you know, three solid good tests. And we will unfortunately we're going to miss him greatly. It was good to have him there, and he loves the horse, and that really showed, you know, in all of his rides that showed.
And that must have made you proud as a coach. He's someone that as you said, you since the WEG, you've been sort of grooming him for this, and he was so excited to be there. And Rebecca, you went to his memorial service last week in Texas.
Yes, I did. It was a beautiful service, and it really, you know, we really focused on celebrating his life and just kind of, you know, carrying that into the future to kind of help the sport and everything, because he was so dedicated to, you know, moving the sport forward. And so we really focused on all the happy moments in his life, and it was a really, it was a beautiful send-off, and he will be greatly missed for sure, because he, you know, he rode beautifully and was a great ambassador. So it's going to be hard, you know, that next competition when he's not around, it's going to be hard.
What will you aim for next, Becca? What will the next big competition be?
Well, she's been on TV. She's been in the Olympics. I think the movies are where she's going next.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Scandal. I'm going to see you in the supermarket when I'm shopping next.
Yeah, that's it.
The Hollywood Here I Come.
That's right. The new movie. I'm sure there'll be a reality TV show, too.
I don't know. Missy's Farm could be a reality TV show. I think that would make a great TV show, actually. We need to call someone.
I know. We've got quite the revolving doors going on there.
Let's talk about the Good Morning America. Did you actually have time to enjoy it, or was it because it just flashed by? What was it like being on, you know, live primetime television in the morning with millions of people watching?
It was truly a phenomenal experience. If you would have asked me, you know, would I ever hold a horse in Times Square and be on live television, I probably would have laughed at you, because why would I ever have a horse in Times Square? But it was a absolutely amazing experience. You know, poor Missy had to drive into downtown New York with a horse trailer, and I owe her many, many, many.
I hope it was a little too horse.
You can play with it.
It was still driving.
You didn't drive
that
enormous rig, did you?
No.
We went as small as possible.
Yeah, we went with smaller versions, but even that was hairy enough. I mean, oh my goodness. But it was an amazing experience. Just being in the studio and talking to Anne, and Lolu handled himself so well under all of the circumstances, you know, with the lights and the people and the cars. He just kind of stood there like he owned it. So.
Hey, I got a question. Now that you're buddy-buddy with Anne, if they win the election, do you have her cell number? You just call her anytime and go visit?
I don't have quite that pull yet.
That'd be the next show.
That's right.
Goes to the White House.
Or a position in the administration. That's even better. You could be the director of something. Yeah.
There you go.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everyone will start wondering why the U.S. Pyro Question Team is so well kitted out and well funded. Yeah. Anne came with a TV crew on Monday to your farm and filmed you riding and doing some stuff there?
GMA did, yeah. ABC came and filmed and just got a little backstory and talked to Missy and got some good footage, yeah.
Which was easier, the one on Monday or the live, or which was more difficult? Which were you more nervous about, do you think?
Oh, definitely going in.
Yeah.
Monday was easier because it was just there were just three of them, you know, contracted, so they were much more low keyed and it was easy going. But they actually, when we drove into the city, they had told us that Becca would just be in the background holding Lolu while Anne spoke. But then once we got there and Becca walked into the studio, then they changed it all, and they wanted her to speak. So, then the nerves got flying again.
How could you have Becca there not speaking? She speaks so well.
I know, that's what I said. So it was great. It was great that they, you know, saw the light like we know she
was. That's
has.
It. They saw how cute and charming she was, and that was it. She was a shoo-in.
Yep.
We're talking like she's not here. You know that, don't you?
I was going to say, oh, stop it, you guys, stop it.
Now, were you surprised at the amount of equipment and the number of people it takes to put on a show like that?
Oh my God,
absolutely.
It was amazing. Just the lights and the background people.
Yeah, that's what Glenn and I had behind the scenes. You didn't know that. I just as good as you did on Wednesday morning, Becca. I've got all that makeup on and my hair is neat and tidy.
Exactly.
I was looking for Missy in the background, but I didn't see her.
Yeah, you can see my legs. Only my legs at times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. No.
Your best.
No.
Well, I know, Becca, you have to get back to work.
Yes, I will have to head back to the floor.
Well, thanks again to Samantha Clark for joining me from the Eventing Radio Show to do that interview. And as I said, Reese and Philip will be back next week after their week off. Reese is off on vacation and Philip had some things going this week. So we'll be back here again next week for a regular show here on the Dressage Radio Show. Don't forget, you can listen to all the past episodes at dressageradio.com and you can hear all the other shows on the network at horseradionetwork.com. Thank you, everybody. Have a terrific week and be safe.